We turn now from Syria to Sri Lanka. It's been nearly 2 months since the tsunami hit, killing more than 30,000 people in that country. A million more remain homeless. NPR's Philip Reeves is in Batticaloa on the east coast of Sri Lanka. And Philip, describe what it looks like there now, almost 2 months later.
Well, this is one of the worst hit areas in Sri Lanka. And 2 months ago, when I was here, there was a palpable air of shock in the town. People were literally in a daze. That's gone. Restaurants are open, bars are open, the markets are bustling. But underneath the surface, there is still a very, very strong sense of trauma here. Just talking to fishermen who are still trying to rebuild their lives. They still don't have new boats. They still don't have houses to live in. And they still are clearly suffering from psychological problems and trauma.
We hear a lot of activity in the background there, cars, motorbikes going by. Is there a return to commerce?
Yes, there is, quite clearly. I've only been here for a few hours, but it's clear just driving through Batticaloa that the shops and restaurants are doing business. People are going out to eat. When I was here at the beginning of January, the place kind of shut down. Everyone was in terrible shock. But having said that, if you go to the actual area where the water hit, it is still clear that very little is happening there. There has been some clearing of the land, but the area itself is still utterly devastated. And the refugees are still in refugee centres in large numbers here. I was talking to one refugee who said he still didn't know where he was going to live. He hadn't been approached by a government official of any kind, he claimed, to talk about where he might live. He didn't know where the land would be available for a house that any house that he might eventually be allocated.
And is the big international relief community still there?
Yes, it is, very much so. I mean, you can't go down a street in this part of Sri Lanka, which is, by the way, not in the tourist area of the west and south coast. This is very much in on the east coast, and it's in an area which was very much affected by the conflict between the Tamil Tigers, who are seeking separate homeland in Sri Lanka, and the government. So it's always been an area which has had plenty of problems, but the international aid agencies are here, and people I've been talking to say that's where most of their help is coming from. I was talking to a couple of guys, fishermen, who said that they were suffering. One of them had lost two of his children during the tsunami, and he was suffering, he said, from terrible psychological problems. He had to drink every night in order to be able to go to sleep, and he said he was getting psychological help, and that it was an important factor in holding his life together at this difficult stage.
And what about other health problems? We were warned that there could be big disease outbreaks after the tsunami hit. Has that come to pass?
It has not, no. I mean, one of the areas in which there is unanimity, really, is that the emergency operation that was launched immediately after the disaster took place was highly effective. People did get aid here quite quickly. Food arrived, medicine arrived. And although they have a major problem, for example, with water, because the wells along this part of the coastline have in large numbers been polluted by seawater and are now too saline to drink, the worries that were raised at the time by international agencies and others about various epidemics of illness and disease as a result of the tsunami did not come to pass, and much of that is because of the speedy reaction to the immediate aftermath. But now we're moving into a different phase, and that's going from emergency response to long-term reconstruction and actually rebuilding livelihoods for people who've lost them here. And that, I think, is probably proving a harder one to grapple with.
NPR's Philip Reeves is in Batticaloa, Sri Lanka. Thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.